Lisa Dawn Miller was our guest last week.
Yes.
And she was terrific. What a wonderful guest. And she told us this great news about her son, Oliver, and her getting an invite to Stevie Wonder's charity event. And do you remember the details of that?
Something about a concert in L.A., but I guess we're going to talk to him more.
That's
about
right,
that, right,
we are. And it all happened because of something on YouTube that she posted about her 10-year-old son, Oliver, who is so talented, and it went viral.
Yeah, 20,000 hits or more. I believe it's up to 32,000 hits right now.
Amazing. Well, Stevie Wonder Productions got wind of it, so we're going to play it right now.
Yep.
I'm through accepting limits because someone says they're so. Some things I cannot change, but till I try, I'll never know. Too long I've been afraid of.
Did such a good job. Where are they?
Are they here?
They should be.
Can you hear us?
Yes.
Yes, Lisa?
Oliver, say hello.
Hi.
Hey, Oliver, hey. You did such a great job on your song there.
Thank you. Thank you for supporting it.
Oh, you're welcome.
That was amazing. That was great.
Thank you.
Tell us, Oliver, 10 years old, what do you do on your spare time?
Sometimes I like going outside, and I like going to different places, and also I love playing on my phone and watching TV.
Now, with all the success that you're having now with your song, how do you feel about that?
I feel good.
Are you shocked?
Yeah.
I just wanted to tell you guys that, you know, since this recent success that Oliver has had,
you know, we've lined up so many interviews and radio and TV. In fact, he's going to be on the Fox Moore show tomorrow morning at 9:45.
Oh, wow.
Wonderful. I'll tape it. I won't be up for that.
But I wanted to let you guys know that when you booked this, the way the order of events is that this is only the second radio interview that he's ever done.
How do you like that?
He'll always remember that. And it's funny because, you know, when you see Oliver online and on these different things, he seems like he has, like, this very kind of out there personality, but he's really kind of a shy kid.
He appears not to be shy at all.
Well, he's not on stage when he performs, but but he's just a kid in real life, so.
That's great. So am I.
Same here. I'm about 10 years old as well, so.
So, anyway, this is so exciting. So, are you doing the Moore show as well, Lisa?
No, we did it with the Rat Pack show about 3 weeks ago, and we had so much fun. And we had mentioned about Oliver, of course, this is before the Stevie Wonder event, and they said, wow, they saw his video and said that they would love for him to be on the show and do this Christmas show, and a Christmas song, and it's actually his first time on TV tomorrow morning, so we're pretty excited about it.
Oh, that's great. That's very, congratulations, Oliver.
Congratulations, too. Now, Oliver, what do you plan to do when you grow up?
I want to be a singer.
I think that's a good choice.
Yeah, set those goals high. You already are a singer.
I heard you sang the national anthem for the roller derby.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Did you skate with those girls or did you just sing?
I just sang, but I wish I could skate. I really want to take roller skating classes.
Well, you got to get to that then.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Well, you know what? I think we better book them both now before they get really big heads.
I think so, too.
And Stevie Wonder signs them or something. You never know. I've seen so many people. That's why I'm going to keep an eye on you, Oliver, and make sure that you don't change so fast. Have you changed already?
It's interesting. I have to tell you that Oliver is just the sweetest kid. I mean, I have a daughter who's also sweet, but there's something about Oliver. He's got this very sensitive side to him, and he's so thoughtful, and he just, you know, he does these things that almost make me cry. I don't ever see him changing because he doesn't really think that much of his singing. I mean, he's confident, but he doesn't think too much about
it. Sounds like you, actually.
Yeah, I don't really think that much about it.
I mean, you became an accountant.
Yes, I was a stockbroker.
A stockbroker.
Yeah, I was with Morgan Stanley for many years. But, you know, my father was a real down-to-earth guy. You'd never know that he had written all these songs. He loved to go around to these little nightclubs and piano bars and just sing and have fun and eat hot dogs and dress casual and... You know, same with Sandy's father, just really kind of casual guy. So I see Oliver being that way, too.
Great.
Interesting. You know, I was listening to, what is it, One Little Christmas?
Yes.
Is that the one that you're going to sing, Lisa?
One Little Christmas Tree is Oliver's song. I've actually recorded the song, but this year... the reason we gave that to Oliver is, I don't know if you know this or not, but one of Justin Bieber's earliest hits and successes was a song that he did called Sunday at Christmas, and it was originally recorded by Stevie Wonder, and my father wrote that song. In fact, he wrote most of the songs on that album, and then last year the president asked Justin Bieber to come and sing that song at the White House. So when I saw that, I thought, there are other great songs on that album. Stevie Wonder only did one Christmas song in a Christmas album in his entire career. I said, let me listen to all those songs, and I'd love for Oliver to come out with a Christmas song. And I had previously recorded that, and after listening to all of them, I thought, wow, this is just such a great song. Let me give it to Oliver because, you know, he's young, he's the future. And as much as I want to get it out there, I would love for Oliver to have the song. So we recorded it. We did a video. We put it out on YouTube, and that's where Stevie Wonder saw it and invited Oliver.
Oh, I was under the impression that he saw the other one.
No, he saw One Little Christmas Tree.
Oh, okay. Sorry, we would have played that.
Oh, that's okay. Actually, he didn't see it. He heard it.
Right. My bad.
Yeah. Now, Oliver, you're still there, right?
But, you know, Stevie Wonder originally recorded One Little Christmas Tree, and this is a very magnanimous, generous, kind spirit, kind soul. After my father died, Stevie Wonder, I've heard him several times interviewed. In fact, I think he was on Larry King recently talking about my dad, and, you know, talk about someone not getting a big head and not, you know, letting it get to them. This is a man who's helped so many people. He continues to promote and preserve the legacy of my father, and when he heard this, he was just like, wow, I miss Ron, you know, this is his grandson, oh my God, we have to do this. And I think that because Oliver's so talented, and of course the song that I sing, or that I'm going to sing is If I Could, it's a song that my father had written for me and my brothers and sisters, that expresses how parents feel about their children. And it's a great song for the event, because the event is to benefit children who don't have toys that are live in, and, you know, orphanages and hospitals. And so I just thought, what a beautiful song to sing for the children. So I'm going to sing that. Oliver's going to sing One Little Christmas Tree. And Stevie Wonder has just been so incredibly generous, gracious, and we're so honored and thrilled to share the stage with him. So I can't tell you what a dream.
Well, congratulations.
That is.
Yeah, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
That's exciting.
Now, Oliver.
Is she still there?
She's here.
There you are. I can't hear you too well. You're quiet. What else do you like doing besides singing? Do you like to write? Do you like to act?
Yeah, I like acting, but I love writing too.
What kind of stories do you like to write?
Do you like writing songs or writing stories?
Writing stories.
Writing stories. Have you ever written any songs?
No.
Maybe you should try that.
But
you never know. You know, it runs in the family, obviously.
Now, Oliver.
Yeah?
You going to get married pretty soon?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, that's an experience for you. See, he wants to share.
Now, as far as the Stevie Wonder concert, Oliver, what else do you want to do? Do you have a sitcom coming up as well?
No.
No? I can see that for you.
Are you good in school?
Yeah.
So you like school?
Yeah, I love school.
Are you in acting and any of the plays or anything?
A play yet, but there's usually in the second semester.
So do you find a problem, because I saw an interview with Christina Aguilera, and she was saying that she had a problem with other kids being jealous and being mean to her because of her talent. Do you have that problem?
I know.
Never?
That's good.
It's interesting that you should bring that up, because as a mom, I am concerned about those kind of things, because I've seen what's happened with, like, Jackie Evancho and the things that have been said about Justin Bieber, and I think, wow.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you love your child and you want to protect them, and that stuff does exist. There is.
Well, you know what? I was so talented. I don't know what happened to me. But as a child, I was just tormented in school. You know, because I would do my little performances with the puppet, and, you know, all the teachers went gaga, and the adults loved it, and the other kids loved it in the other classes, but the ones in my class would want to beat the crap out of my puppet.
Right. I believe that. I mean,
yeah. They didn't like it at all, and it really made me hate school because of it.
Well, I'm very aware of those kind of things that go on. I think because Oliver's in a great school and he's only 10, we haven't seen that yet. In fact, everyone's really supportive. But, you know, he'll be going into junior high next year, or middle school as they call it. And I am preparing him that I said, as you know, wonderful as you are, and as much as we're supportive, don't expect everybody to treat you nice as a result of that. So I want them to understand what the reality is going to be out there. Because not
yes, I think gonna... that's a good idea. It
yeah,
would
but
be
I'm
also...
sure being the stepson of Sandy, if he needs to, he could send the boys over.
Exactly, right.
Yeah, the rat pack. Bring the rat pack over. It would be also helpful if he knew how to fight. No, that would be terrible. Actually, that's the way my father approached it. He actually started teaching me how to use my briefcase to defend myself. It was just, that's how bad it was for me, though.
I was the same way, Michelle. I used to run. I had a whole school bus chase me one time home.
I believe you. I do believe
Jeez.
You because it was horrible.
I just wanted to let you guys know I'm not really supposed to say anything about this, so I'm not going to give any specifics about it, but you were asking about a sitcom. And
yes.
Somebody who, as we speak, they're writing a part for Oliver in a show that will be coming out that will be announced at some point in the future, but I can't say anything about it now.
That's fine. That's great.
Oh, come on. Give us a hint. Just a little hint. Oh, come on, grow up. You
we'll
can
come
do
back
it.
On after it's done, so.
I'm going to get something out of it. You'll see, you'll see. Some hint. Is it something that is taking place here in Vegas? That's my only question.
Partially yes and partially no.
Oh, you are really tough.
She's good. She's like a politician.
I'm good.
I see that. She acted like she was answering me, but she gave off absolutely no information. It's just not right. It's
her. What do you expect? I've lived through the bear markets.
Now, guys, we really, really appreciate your time tonight.
Well, we thank you for having us. Oliver,
and,
do you want to say?
And we insist on you committing now before you can see what better offers you have and refuse to do our show.
I see they're
laughing. They're not offering the dates. Did you notice that, Richard?
I know how many times I brought it up,
they never once said, well, actually, let's take care of this right now.
I always try to tell Oliver that we should be grateful for everything that we have, especially for the people who helped us and supported us along the way. So
I'm glad we have this on tape.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
I'll never forget anything and always want to do everything. So.
You know, Lisa, the main one supporting you guys is God.
I agree with you, 100%.
I agree, too. And we'll do a free reading after the show. Well, mine is free.
Yes.
Richard's is very costly.
Oh, okay.
I do free readings for everybody. That's my new handle.
That's fine. We could do that, I think. No, I know we could
business.
Do that. I know we could do that. And again, Lisa and Oliver, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, you guys were great. I want to hear Oliver's voice again.
Yes.
Thank you for having us.
You're
welcome,
Oliver.
Let's do a
note or something. Quick note. Do a note. Ah!
Yeah.
So I know it's you. How do I really know that this is the real
Oliver?
Okay,
I got it. The land of the free. Go ahead.
The land. Go ahead. In the land of the free.
Wow.
Busted my lamp. It's Oliver.
All my glasses broke.
Thank you,
amazing.
Oliver
that
and Lisa.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Thanks again, guys, and great luck to you. And break a leg at
Thanks.
The Nokia.
Yeah, break a leg.
Thank you, guys. Take care. Have a good night.
Welcome.
Thank you. Good night.